Transforming is transitioning into a new way of being. And so in order for the new way to come forth, we have to experience the breaking of what was once held, let's say, or what was once created. In order for newness, there must be destruction, yes, destruction of what was once created. And what we're seeing right now,
we're going to talk to you a little bit today about aerokinesis. Listen, I'm sitting here before you to shed light on a topic that has captivated the minds of many, and yet it remains shrouded in mystery. Aerokinesis, the extraordinary phenomena, often regarded to as a mere figment of imagination, it holds the potential to reshape our understanding of the world around us. So let us embark on a journey of exploration as we delve into the depths of aerokinesis. Aerokinesis, derived from the Greek word aero, meaning air, and kinesis, meaning movement, refers to the ability to manipulate and control the very essence of air itself. It is an art of transcendence, the boundless conventional science challenging our perception of what is possible. Those who possess this rare gift can harness the power of the wind, bending it to their will and commanding it with unparalleled precision. Imagine, if you will, a world where the air becomes a canvas and the aerokinesist, an artist, with a mere thought, they can summon gusts of wind, gentle breezes, or even violent storms. They can mold the air into intricate shapes, creating mesmerizing displays of beauty and power. Atmosphere becomes their playground as they dance with the elements, orchestrating a symphony of motion. But let us not be mistaken, for aerokinesis, kinesis, however you want to say it, it is not a mere parlor trick or a flight of fancy. It is a discipline that requires immense dedication, focus, and a deep understanding of the forces at play. Those who embark on this path must possess unwavering determination as they navigate the complexities of manipulation and invisible force. It is a journey that demands patience. As progress is often slow and arduous, yet for those who persevere, the rewards are immeasurable. The implications of aerokinesis extended far beyond the realm of personal achievement. Imagine the possibilities if we could harness this power for the greater good. We could mitigate the devastating impact of natural disaster, redirecting destructive winds away from vulnerable communities. We could revolutionize transportation, utilizing controlled air currents to propel vehicles with unparalleled efficiency. The potential applications are boundless, limited only by our imaginations. So, however, let us approach aerokinesis with caution and respect. Like any extraordinary ability, it must be wielded responsibly. The power to manipulate the air should never be used for personal gain or to inflict harm upon others. Instead, it should be employed to uplift, inspire, and bring about positive change in our world. So, I mean, technically, in conclusion, at the end of the day, the way I look at this, aerokinesis stands for a testament to the boundless potential of the human mind. It challenges us to question the limits of our understanding and embrace the unknown. Let us foster an environment of curiosity and open-mindedness where the pursuit of knowledge knows no bounds. Together, we can unlock the secrets of aerokinesis and unlock a future where the air becomes our ally and the winds of change carry us towards a brighter tomorrow. Again, this is where the sidewalk ends. My truths and philosophies begin. My name is Jasper. Thank you for listening. Check out my new website, wherethesidewalkends.xyz. No, not .com.xyz. Cheers.
And we see this happening quite rapidly within the next 2 or 3 years, where new ideas, new concepts, new pathways, new solutions are going to be presented, where you will finally see these new systems implemented.